Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate October 3rd. From 1876 to 2001, the Homestake mine in South Dakota yielded almost 1,400 tons of gold. It shut down when cost went up and gold prices went down. Today, though, the mine is just about as busy as ever. Hundreds of scientists use its tunnels as laboratories. Shielded from radiation from space, it's a good site for trying to catch exotic particles, especially dark matter. In fact, the world's most sensitive dark matter detector finished its first test run this year. It didn't find any dark matter, but it did show that it's ready to look for it. Dark matter exerts a gravitational pull on the normal matter around it, and it appears to account for about 85% of all the matter in the universe. But it produces no energy, so we don't know what it is. The leading idea has been that it's a type of heavy particle, but no experiment has seen any such particles. The new experiment is Lux Zeppelin, LZ for short. It's almost a mile below the surface. It consists of a tank filled with 7 tons of ultra-pure liquid xenon, surrounded by a much larger tank of water. If a particle of dark matter hits an atom of xenon, the impact should produce a flash of light. A second flash would come from an electron released in the collision. Studying the flashes in detail should reveal what caused them, perhaps a particle of dark matter. LZ will run for several years, looking for scientific gold far below South Dakota. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.